Good afternoon. Andrew and I are going to play for you a piece by Stephen Grice entitled Evensong. And Stephen is professor emeritus from University of Hartford, Hart School of Music, where he taught composition and theory. And this piece he wrote and dedicated to his father-in-law, who is Robert King, who's a music publisher. In the brass world, he's a very famous music publisher. It's a beautiful piece. It's one of my favorite lyrical pieces, and it's very different in its design and the way that it's composed. It was originally for trumpet and wind ensemble, and it was written in the year 2000, premiered by Philip Smith, I believe, and he recorded it with the New Mexico Wind Symphony, who helped commission the piece. Well, I hope you enjoy Evensong by Stephen Grice.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Robin Hasenflug, and it is such a pleasure to play for you today. Wanted to thank West End for having us here. I hearkened from Pittsburgh, but I spend a lot of time here in this beautiful city, and I'm learning to enjoy it very, very much. Wonderful musicians, wonderful friends I've made. So thank you for having us. Wanted to say a little bit about my first piece and the next piece I'm going to play. I looked out the window today and saw the sun shining, and I was just like, this is a perfect day for a hide and seek major. And it just is such a bright, sunny, cheerful key to play on a sunny day. I always thought that when I studied this piece. Anyhow, the two composers I am performing, this one, Camillo Schumann, they really don't have a lot in common, except they both hearken from Germany. Haydn was a lucky, charmed composer in a way that he had a patron, the Duke of Esterházy. He lived in the Duke's home and had a court orchestra and composed for the Duke. The concerto was written for a good friend of his who was the principal cellist of his orchestra. Camillo Schumann, though, is somebody I had never heard of before. Andrew and I were looking for organ music, organ and cello music, and I stumbled upon this one, played it through a few times. It's quite lovely. But I wanted to find that he was related to Robert Schumann, the famous German composer. There's nothing in the interwebs that indicates there's any connection, which is disappointing. But then again, it's nice to discover an unsung hero in the composition world. Camillo, he lived later than Haydn. Haydn died in 1809. Camillo was early 1800s, but maybe two decades afterwards. He was in a musical family, a child of 12, and I believe everybody played instruments. So there's many, many chamber music pieces by him, a lot of cello music. But from playing this piece, I don't think he wrote it for a sibling. My theory is he wrote it for a girlfriend, because it's quite lovely, and he wrote so much cello music. I just couldn't help wondering. In any case, I hope you enjoy this piece, and thank you again for coming.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. We have one more piece to play for you, and for those who are getting a little bit hungry, you'll be happy to know that these are very short movements. The piece by Viviani, I can't tell you a lot about him as a composer. Music historians place him at different places, guessing, but they're not really sure, so I won't pretend to know anything about him. I can tell you he was a Kapellmeister and a court composer in several places. We have verified that much. He wrote two sonatas for trumpet, organ, and cello, and that is the original instrumentation. So a lot of times, like I play a lot of trumpet and organ recitals, which I love, but usually the transcriptions, even the Baroque pieces, the transcriptions of string parts that are put in the organ. So this is different in that it is actually written for this particular set of instruments. So it's kind of neat and fun from that aspect. But these five movements form a sonata da chiesa written for church performance, and we'll play them for you. They're very brief. And if you know his dates, you see that this particular piece was written in 1678, and he was active, you know, primarily before Bach was even born. So this is early Baroque music, and so a little bit different, a little more austere take on the writing. So all three of us would like to thank you for being here today, and hope you enjoy this last piece by Viviani. Thank you.